So what a superb result then, Rob.
It was a great result, and it's been coming, to be fair. The last, going back to the Thackley game, we lost 2-1, thought we deserved something. Albion Sports beat us 4-3 at home last week after we were leading three times. No idea how we didn't get anything out of the game. 1-0 up against Handsworth on Tuesday. Played really, really well. You know, mistake by Paul Hagreen for the first goal, and then a 30-yard worldie, and all of a sudden we lose the game. But, fantastic result. Pleased for the supporters and the owners and everyone that keeps coming every week. But more than anything, so pleased for the lads because they've worked so hard and they haven't got their heads down. They've kept performing, kept working hard for it, and we got what we deserved today. That was probably 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 for nearly every single player on the pitch, including the three lads who came off the bench. Everybody got 7s and 8s out of 10. So you get results when that happens.
And the first half was like a dream, wasn't it, apart from the goal he conceded?
Well, we conceded a goal that was a poor goal, but to be fair, some of the football we played, certainly in the final third, was fantastic. I thought Mitch Hamilton, Desi and Mark Simpson, the three of them were outstanding. And I said before the game that we'll man mark two centre-forwards, we'll try and stop the supply to the big lads from the wings by putting Russell Headley and Simon Poole on their wide players and try and stop them from putting the ball in the box. And I thought if we can make sure we keep the ball in the middle of the park and give it to players' feet, you know, we've got to make sure we've got people like Simo and Mitch and Vincent Desi, who are all good footballers, all got quick feet. You've got to give the ball to the feet. And we did that for 90 minutes today and deserved what we got.
In terms of the second half, though, obviously the goal straight after the break just eased a bit of pressure, but the sending off probably helped as well.
I don't really know what happened there with the sending off. It was a great goal, great piece of skill, and a fantastic finish by Vincent Desi. And then I'm assuming that the centre-half has said something to the referee, so I don't really know what happened. But sometimes when you play against 10 men, what happens then is that you relax a little bit. And we did play an awful lot of really, really good football, but we didn't take our chances. And the problem is, it didn't matter if you're playing against 11 men or 10 men. When somebody pulls a goal back and there's still 15 minutes left on the clock, it's sometimes quite nerve-wracking when you've gone 12 months as a football club without an away win. So it's just a little bit of relief, and we'll enjoy a pint when we get into the bar.
So
hopefully you're going to be buying that, James.